Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It has been an awful few days for Haiti. A deadly 4.9 magnitude earthquake struck Tuesday as the country was already dealing with widespread deadly flooding. Former New York Times reporter Gary Pierre-Pierre is the founder of the Haitian Times, and he's joining us. Gary, let's start with this earthquake. What's the latest on that?
The authorities have gotten on the ground. They're trying to rescue people. We don't know the final fatality number. Well, we do know there are about 12,000 people who have been displaced because of the earthquake and the torrential rains that have also wreaked havoc on Haiti.
And this quake comes about 2 years after the 7.2 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,200 people. I guess some areas of Haiti still haven't recovered from that one.
Yes, exactly. And it's not too far. It's still in the southern peninsula of the country, and that area was already devastated. And so this has compounded the problem even more. And so the problem is buildings are not constructed with codes that will prevent this type of fatalities and catastrophe that you see when we have earthquakes in Haiti. And as we see now, this is going to be a recurrence every 2 years or so. And so the authorities in Haiti need to address this problem. How do you deal with earthquakes?
And then on top of the earthquake, there's been all this flooding recently across Haiti after torrential rains. What's the latest on all the flooding?
Well, yeah, that is also pretty bad. We've had over 50 people reported dead, many more missings. And so most of the streets in the capital are still flooded. And they're trying their best to evacuate people. You have people who are internally displaced, people running away from their homes. And also on top of, again, people who've been running away from the gang violence that has crippled the capital city of Port-au-Prince.
Boy, it's something. Earthquakes, floods, gang violence. I mean, Haiti just can't catch a break.
Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, Haiti wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, man. Any word on international relief efforts for the flooding or the earthquake? Is anyone on their way to help?
So as far as we know, no. I mean, it's the Haitian authorities and the people who are fending off for themselves. There has been no activity from the international community, the U.S. This is happening so fast that I think people are still shell-shocked trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, just one disaster on top of another. Gary Pierre-Pierre, the founder of the Haitian Times, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck to you and to Haiti.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.